Well, good morning. I need someone to read one sentence. Will you come do that? Okay. So this sentence is in one of the readings today. All right. So, and it's from a letter of Paul to a bunch of new Christians, new believers, and he's encouraging them. So I'm going to have you read this part that's highlighted, and I'm going to give you my microphone.
Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right.
Thank you. That was excellent. Don't be weary. Who knows what weary means? Have you ever heard of that word? Weary. Can anybody guess what it might... Here's a sentence again. Do not be weary in doing what is right. Yeah, Jacob? Scared. That's a good option. Do you guys think of it? Yeah. Afraid, scared or afraid. Anybody else know, think what weary might be? Yes, Jax?
Frightened.
Those are all good words. But the word weary means something else. It means do not be tired in doing what is right. Now, is doing what is right easy?
No.
Not always. Sometimes it is, but not always. And if you had to do something and it made you tired, would you want to keep doing it? No, you'd want to give up, right? Yeah. Well, when it says do what is right, what is St. Paul meaning? What does Jesus tells us to do that would be the right thing to do? What are some of the right things Jesus tells us to do? Does he talk about making your bed? No. What does he talk about? Go ahead, Ethan.
Don't hurt anyone.
Don't hurt anyone. So what would be right would be kind. Be kind. What's another thing that Jesus always tells us to do that would be right? Uh-huh. Pray. Talk to God. Yeah. Tell people about God. That's right. Anybody else think of anything Jesus tells us to do that would be the right thing to do? What if somebody falls over? What would be the right thing to do? Help them up. What about if somebody is crying? What would be the right thing to do? Cheer them up or just
give them a tissue.
Help them out. Sit with them. What's another thing that Jesus tells us? We did be kind, be helpful, talk to God. What's another thing that I always, 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 always talk about Jesus telling us to do? Exactly. Jesus tells us to love each other. And we love each other by being kind and helpful and nice. You thinking about something up there, Miranda?
Just thinking.
What are some of the nice things you do that you get tired of doing? You never get tired of doing? You get tired of doing the cleaning bit, but what about the stuff God tells us to do? Do you ever get tired of being nice? Or is it sometimes really hard to be nice? Yes, it can be hard. Did you have something, Jax?
Yeah.
What do you get tired of?
Actually, I don't get tired
you,
of anything.
You don't? What keeps you going? Why do you keep doing nice things?
I don't know.
You don't know? I know. Because you know what? Who lives inside your heart? Who lives in your heart?
Jesus.
So when you come to church and you pray and you talk to God and you're nice to each other, you know who lives in your heart?
Jesus.
And you know when he came into your heart?
When you were born.
When you were born, that's a good one. And then a special day that you celebrated last weekend.
When you were baptized.
Yep, so when you're born and when you're baptized, God's in your heart. So let's get together and pray. So that we're never tired or weary or afraid of doing what is right. Those are all good words. So let's put our hands together. All right. Dear God, thank you for being in our heart and give us the strength to never get too tired of doing what is right, which is being kind and helpful and, most important, loving. We love you and we pray to you in your holy name. What do we say now?
Amen.
Well, how about all together? Ready?
Amen.
Excellent.